Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Voting underway for assembly elections in Delhi across all 70 constituencies. Lok Sabha adopts motion of thanks to President's address. Replying to debate on the motion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government's commitment to the constitution motivates them to take pro-people decisions. Centre to launch Watershed Yatra today to raise awareness about water and soil conservation in the country. Prime Minister to visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to take holy dip at Tribeni Sangam. President Donald Trump says US plans to take control of Gaza Strip and develop the region economically. And in the Rosario Challenger Tennis, India's Sumit Nagal to be in action in men's singles pre-quarterfinals in Argentina today. And now, the news in detail. Voting is underway for assembly elections in Delhi. The polling began at 7 this morning and will continue till 6 in the evening. Voting is taking place across all 70 constituencies with extensive security measures in place. Over 1 crore 56 lakh eligible voters are expected to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across the 70 assembly constituencies. And now we go over live to our correspondents across the national capital for the update on the Delhi assembly polls. First, we go over to the Patparganj constituency in East Delhi district, from where our correspondent Bhupendra joins us in our studio. Bhupendra, how is the polling progressing and what arrangements have been made to ensure a smooth conduct of the election?
Yeah, Anuja, right now I am present at Patparganj Assembly seat in East Delhi. Voting is in full swing at the government school in West Vinod Nagar, which will continue till 6 p.m. A large number of voters have gathered here to cast their votes, and people of all age groups, including the elderly, youth and women, are standing in queues. If we talk about the arrangements, the Election Commission has made extensive arrangements to ensure smooth and transparent polling. And facilities like drinking water, toilets, wheelchairs and paramedical staff are available here. Tight security arrangements have also been made. The polling stations and premises are being monitored through CCTV, and Delhi Election Commission officials are constantly keeping an eye on the polling station. And for any voter assistance, a 24-hour helpline is available. Talking about this seat, Patparganj is witnessing a fierce triangular contest. Ravinder Singh Negi is in the fray from BJP, while Aam Aadmi Party has fielded Awadh Oja and Congress has fielded former Delhi Congress President Anil Chaudhary. The seat has over 2,26,000 registered voters with more than 1,22,000 men and over 1,04,000 women. As the day passes, it is expected that the voting figure will cross the 61.46% voting registered in the last assembly election in 2020. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. Our correspondent Anupam Mishra is now with us on the phone line from Malviya Nagar constituency in South Delhi. Anupam, what are you picking at the ground and how is the polling progressing in the area?
Yes, Anuja, there is enthusiasm among people to vote for the assembly polls in the city. As soon as the voting began at 7 a.m. today, people started coming in. Senior citizens, women, youth can be seen in the polling booths. Tight security elements are in place for peace voting. Anuja.
Thank you, Anupam, for the details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other union ministers have urged voters to participate in large numbers in the Delhi Assembly elections today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi asked the voters to take part in this festival of democracy with full enthusiasm and cast their valuable vote. He extended his special wishes to all the young voters who are voting for the first time. The Election Commission and Delhi Police have intensified their efforts to prevent fraudulent voting in Delhi Assembly elections. All polling stations are being monitored through CCTV by the Election Commission. Meanwhile, Delhi Police has launched a special operation against illegal Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators, conducting raids in several areas to identify, arrest and deport those residing illegally in the capital. Authorities have taken all possible measures to prevent fake voting. Reports indicate the government has taken a strict stance in response to atrocities against Hindus and other minorities in Bangladesh and the deteriorating relations between the two countries. The Lok Sabha has adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. The motion was adopted by a voice vote yesterday after the reply from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Replying to the debate on motion of thanks, the Prime Minister highlighted his government's unwavering commitment to strengthening the values enshrined in the Constitution. Referring to the President's address, which extensively discussed the completion of 75 years of the Constitution, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that in addition to the articles of the Constitution, its spirit must be lived and we stand by it.
संविधान को मजबूती देने के लिए संविधान की भावना को जीना पड़ता है हम वो लोग हैं जो संविधान को जीते 2014 में जब हम आए रिकॉग्नाइज ऑपोजिशन नहीं था ये हमारा संविधान का स्पिरिट था ये हमारी लोकतंत्र की मर्यादाओं का पालन करने का इरादा था हमने तय किया कि भले मान्य विपक्ष नहीं होगा लेकिन जो सबसे बड़े दल का नेता है उसको मीटिंगों में बुलाएंगे
The Prime Minister said his government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. He said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch Watershed Yatra, a nationwide initiative in hybrid mode today. The mass outreach campaign with the theme Jal Lai Dhan Dhanya aims to boost public participation and create awareness about the watershed development activities. The outreach will consist of the movement of vans for around 60 to 90 days across 805 projects covering 6,673 gram panchayats in 26 states and two union territories. The campaign seeks to highlight sustainable natural resource management's role in enhancing agriculture, livelihoods and environmental health. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan urged more and more people to join the campaign.
इस यात्रा का उद्देश्य जल के संरक्षण के लिए और मिट्टी के क्षरण को रोकने के लिए जन जागरण पैदा करना है मेरा सभी नागरिकों से अनुरोध है इसलिए वाटरशेड यात्रा से जुड़ें और संकल्प लें कि हम जल भी बचाएंगे हम मिट्टी भी बचाएंगे और इसका मतलब ये है कि हम हमारा भी और आने वाली पीढ़ियों का कल भी बचाएंगे
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will take a holy dip at Sangam. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The world's largest spiritual gathering has been attracting devotees from across the country and abroad. During his visit, Prime Minister will perform puja at Trivani Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. He is also likely to meet saints and sadhus at Mahakumbh. In his Mann Ki Baat program on 19th of last month, Prime Minister Modi had said that Kumbh celebrates the festival of unity in diversity and people congregate on the sands of Sangam. He had also said that in Kumbh, the rich and the poor come together and take a dip at the Sangam, which reflects unity of the country.
हजारों वर्षों से चली आ रही इस परंपरा में कहीं भी कोई भेदभाव नहीं जातिवाद नहीं कुंभ में गरीब अमीर सब एक हो जाते हैं सब लोग संगम में डुबकी लगाते हैं एक साथ भंडारों में भोजन करते हैं प्रसाद लेते हैं तभी तो कुंभ एकता का महाकुंभ है
The Mahakumbh Mela commenced on 13th January and over 38 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Trivani Sangam so far. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Earlier, during his visit to Prayagraj on the 13th of December last year, the Prime Minister had inaugurated 167 development projects worth 5,500 crore rupees, improving connectivity, amenities and services for the general public. A three-day meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India is scheduled to begin today in Mumbai. The meeting will continue till Friday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions of the Monetary Policy Committee on interest rates on Friday morning. This will be the first meeting presided over by the newly appointed RBI Governor. Currently, the bank has kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% since February 2023. President Donald Trump has said the United States plans to take over the war-torn Gaza Strip and develop it economically. At a joint press conference with the visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, Mr. Trump said that U.S. will be responsible for dismantling all of dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
President Trump's statement comes following his remarks yesterday calling for a permanent resettlement of Palestinians from Gaza to neighboring countries, terming the enclave a demolition site. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the first world leader to visit U.S. during the second term of President Trump. On to sports. In the Rosario Challenger Tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Dillien in the pre-quarterfinals of the men's singles in Argentina today. Earlier, the 27-year-old Indian progressed to the round of 16 after a hard-fought win over local favourite Renzo Olivo. Nagal displayed determination and grit to rally his way to a 5-7, 6-1, 6-0 win over Olivo on Monday. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has added Varun Chakravarti to India's squad for the upcoming three-match ODI series against England starting tomorrow. Varun picked 14 wickets, which included a five-wicket haul in Rajkot in the recently concluded five-match T20 international series against England. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The weather agency said that dense fog conditions will likely continue to prevail during early morning hours in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim and Odisha today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Ramya.
Thank you, Anuja. Delhi decides today. Ruling Aap Aayi's return. BJP hopes to break 27-year jinx is a front-page headline in the Tribune. While a headline in the Times of India says, Delhi shops and salons to offer special discounts to voters in a move to boost turnout. US deports Indians as Trump tightens immigration rules, writes The Hindu on its front page. The paper adds, China hits back at the US with goods tariffs, Google investigation. World markets react to Trump cards. D Street bulls salute tariff truce in West. As domestic indices jump more than 1.5%, reports The Economic Times. Hindustan Times cites a study which says bad air behind rise in lung cancer among non-smokers. And finally, after Olympic bid, India sets sights on hosting 2030 Commonwealth Games, notes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Ramya. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for assembly elections in Delhi across all 70 constituencies. Lok Sabha adopts motion of thanks to President's address. Replying to debate on the motion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government's commitment to the constitution motivates them to take pro-people decisions. Centre to launch Watershed Yatra today to raise awareness about water and soil conservation in the country. Prime Minister to visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to take holy dip at Triveni Sangam. President Donald Trump says US plans to take control of Gaza Strip and develop the region economically. And in the Rosario Challenger Tennis, India's Sumit Nagal to be in action in men's singles pre-quarterfinals in Argentina today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.